for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, August the 31st, 2018. Jerry McGee is the speaker of this service teaching on Perverse Spirit. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
So you have to have understanding to get healed, which is the truth that sets you free. Proverbs 9:6 says, forsake your folly and live, and proceed in the way of understanding. Psalms 125:5 says, but as for these who turn aside in their crooked ways, the Lord will lead them on with the doers of iniquity, but His peace is upon Israel. They'll find no good, the Bible says, Proverbs 17:20, a crooked mind finds no good. They despise the Lord. Proverbs 14:2 says, he who's crooked in his ways despises the Lord. Psalms 81 says, those who pretend obedience hate the Lord. They're an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 33, verse 32, a crooked man is an abomination to the Lord, or a crooked woman. They are uncircumcised in heart, stiff-necked, and resist the Holy Spirit. Acts 7:5 says, 7:51 says, you men who are stubborn and stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart, ears are always resisting the Holy Spirit, you are doing just as your fathers did. They're full of pride because they're ruled by Satan, who's king of the sons of pride. They're peevish, easily agitated, negative, fretting, complaining, hard to please, easily vexed, discontent. I said to a woman one day, the reason you can't rest, you're under a curse of unrest, according to Deuteronomy 28. You know, the only place you can rest is wearing the yoke of Jesus, that which is the picture of subjection and servitude to Him. It's a picture of letting Jesus control you and you enter rest, which we've been singing about Canaan land. So the way we enter Canaan land is to live in God's presence under His control. Discontented. And I said to her this, and I said, you're under a curse according to Deuteronomy 28. And she said, no, I'm cursed because I have to work. I'm cursed because of this. I'm cursed because of that. And I said, oh, dear God, have mercy on her soul. And I don't think I've tried to correct her or give her another word. It's a religious spirit. Religious people change the outward, try to change the outward appearance, but a true disciple will deal with heart issues. Not allowing anger and bitterness and unforgiveness, and not allowing cursing and profanity, and not allowing things that displease God. A stubborn person spreads strife. Proverbs 16:28 says, a perverse man spreads strife, and a slanderer separates the intimate friend. Jude 1:16 says, these are grumblers, finding fault, falling. Oh dear. Oh gosh. Oh help me, Jesus. I don't know how would you get out of this. Anyway, I've already said enough. The last thing I want to say is, oh, and it went back. Praise God. Bless the Lord. It says, these are grumblers finding fault, falling after their own lust. They speak arrogantly. Have you ever done that? Oh, my goodness. How many times? That's probably my major sin. I'm always repenting of it. I'm better than I used to be. So you can imagine how bad I was. Flattering people for the sake of gaining advantage. And I can say I haven't done that. Praise God. You know, if you flatter people, you're laying a snare for their feet, the Bible says. I was in a meeting once, and this girl got up, and by the way, Nikki's got the most beautiful voice. It's truly a gift from God. But we were at this conference, and this girl got up and sang, and it honestly, it was the worst song I've ever heard. And afterwards, these people ran up and said, "Oh, your song was wonderful." And I thought, I'll never believe those people again as long as I live. If you can't say anything good, I mean, if somebody asks you, you have to tell them the truth. But I did tell her, I appreciate you sharing. And I did appreciate her sharing, but I didn't tell her she had a good voice. One day I was in the beauty shop, and this girl had dyed her hair green and purple. And she said, "Like, you like my hair?" And I said, "No, I don't. It looks cheap." She said, "You're saying I'm cheap?" I said, no, I didn't say you were cheap. I said, "It looks cheap." It does. Green hair. We used to do this in elementary school, or I didn't, but other kids would put cake coloring in their hair. You remember, that was probably way back 50 years. I was in elementary school lots of years ago, so that was a long time ago. It says, they were saying to you, in the last days, there shall be mockers falling after their own ungodly lust. These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly minded, devoid of the Spirit. That means they don't have the Holy Spirit. They're wanton, which means licentious, which means they indulge in sensuality without restraint. They do whatever they want to do, whatever feels good. They're fickle, wavering, inconsistent, unstable in their thing, in the things of God. They're up one minute and down the next, depending on the circumstances. A stubborn, perverse person always wants to give up and quit, and if he's married, he wants a divorce. Or she. When I say he, I'm talking about she too. Another way of putting it is they're double-minded, unstable. They stay wounded. A person that's stubborn and perverse will keep all these button pusher issues, all these wounds, all these sore places down in your heart because they don't deal with their sin. They don't deal with the idolatry of it. Isaiah 1 says, "Where will you go in your rebellion? Your whole head is sick from the sole of your feet to the top of your head. Only raw wounds, no one to bandage you or soften you with oil." Jeremiah 30 says, "It is I who wounded you with the wounds of the enemy, and it's I who heal." He says, "I've wounded you with the wounds of the enemy." So you know it's demonic, but God has allowed it, is what he's saying. Unable to receive the blessings of God. Psalm 68:6, God gives homes to the lonely. He sets free those who are prisoners, but only the rebellious dwell in a parched land. They live in homelessness and unrest. Proverbs 13:18, poverty and shame comes to the one who lacks discipline. They're unable to enter the promised land and enter God's rest because they're not submitted to the yoke of Jesus, which when Jesus said in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble, and you shall find rest for your soul." Did you know that you can't see that yoke, but you wear the yokes of other people? You wear your own yokes, your own self-inflicted yokes. You let people control you. You wear other yokes, but there's only one yoke that fits your neck, and it's the yoke of Jesus. And it's not anything you can see with the human eye. They speak perversely. A stubborn, perverse person says what he thinks and feels rather than what God says. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says we speak what we believe. Matthew 12 says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Proverbs 6:12-15, a worthless person, a wicked man, is the one who walks with a false mouth, who winks with his eyes. I'm glad Randy's not perverse anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
Randy's one of the most godly men I know, and I'm thankful that he's my spiritual son. I claim him and Kathy.
Thank you, God.
He winks with the eyes, who signals with his feet, who points with his finger, who with perversity in his heart devises evil continually, and he spreads strife. Therefore, his calamity comes suddenly. Instantly, he will be broken, and there will be no healing. In other words, last chance. And the last thing is that a person that's stubborn and perverse, he doesn't have a clear conscience, and because of that, he can't trust God. And clear conscience, when your conscience is not clear, you don't have freedom of speech, meaning you're timid, you can't speak the truth in love because you want people to accept you. When your conscience isn't clear, you don't have faith and trust in God. That's what that scripture means in the Greek. It says, at First John 3:21, if your conscience is clear, you have confidence before God. And confidence means faith and trust in God, but also means freedom of speech. So if you have speech problems, it's because you don't have a clear conscience. So, Lord, but praise God, all we have to do is confess our sin, turn from your sin, confess your sin to God, and healing comes. Deliverance is James 4:7. Submit yourself to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee. Amen. Okay, stand up and ask the Lord, do you have a perverse spirit? Does any of this fit you? Lord, pray with me. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for the truth that sets me free. Lord, do I have a perverse spirit working in me? Very often this spirit comes down generationally. And so you've been perverse because the sins of the fathers pass on to the children, but this can come down generationally. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask for the truth that sets me free. And just repent of everything the Lord shows you. And then, Lord, forgive me for being stubborn, crooked. Forgive me for thievery, adultery, fornication, being a whoremonger. Lord, I forgive my mother and father and my forefathers for being stubborn, perverse, crooked, and not training me up in the way I should go. And Lord, forgive me for being stubborn, perverse, and crooked. Forgive me for not being steadfast, immovable, abounding in your work. Y'all be praying with me. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for being obstinate, inflexible, fixed in opinion, not to be moved, not to be persuaded. Forgive me for being persevering, persisting, steady, and constant to do evil. Forgive me, Lord. God, forgive me for being turned aside, distorted from what's right. Forgive me for being sexually perverted. Forgive me, Lord, for being perverse, walking crooked, not walking a straight path. Forgive me for the years that I've walked a crooked path. I ask you to forgive me. Forgive me for being obstinate to do wrong, disposed to be contrary. Forgive me for being unteachable, not yielding to discipline. Forgive me for being ungovernable, difficult, not yielding to the heat or hammer. Lord, no matter what you put me through, I haven't given up my stuff. Forgive me for being unwilling to be governed by you, controlled by you. Pray with me. Forgive me for being indocile, unteachable, dull. God, forgive me for being cross, petulant, saucy, hurt, froward. God, forgive me for being fretful and having a sour temper. Forgive me for being lewd, wanton, fickle, licentious. Forgive me for excessive indulging in what I want. Forgive me for having a contempt of just moral restraints of your law and morality. Forgive me, Lord, for indulging in sensuality without restraint, being freakish in passion, lewd, apt to mutter, complain. Forgive me for being easily vexed and fretted, querulous, disposed to murmur. God, forgive me for expressing complaint. Forgive me for being hard to please, easily vexed and discontented. God, forgive me for having the wrong rock and having the wrong vine. Lord, I want to be connected to the true vine, you, Jesus. And I ask you to disconnect me from the wrong vine, the vine of Sodom. God, forgive me for being a perverted and crooked generation, not appreciating all you did for me at Calvary. Forgive me for deviating from your word. Forgive me for being a perverse and crooked generation. Forgive me for repaying all you did for me at Calvary by living a backsliding, crooked life. Forgive me, Lord, for... And Lord, I ask you to show me the idolatry in my life. Forgive me for worshiping demons. Lord, thank you for dying for me at Calvary. Forgive me that my fruit has been bitter, that I haven't had a sweet mouth like the bride in the Song of Solomon. Lord, you said you'd have compassion on me when my strength is gone. And I want you to just in your mind lay down all the things that you're trusting in, all the things that are your idols, everything that you love more than Jesus. Take it up the mountain like Abraham took up Isaac and lay it at the foot of the cross. Lord, I give up my strength so that you can have mercy on me. Forgive me for being an abomination to you. Forgive me for saying you don't do this to your children. It's just the devil always does it. Thank you that nothing can happen to me unless you allow it. Forgive me for strange gods and being an abomination. Sacrificing to demons. Forgive me, Lord. Neglecting you, Lord. Forgive me for anger and jealousy and my sin that would cause me to have famine and misfortune and plague and terror. I exchanged the wrong rock for the true rock, Jesus. I exchanged the wrong vine for the true vine. Lord, forgive me for my sin of idolatry that has caused you to be angry at me. Forgive me for being just like Ephraim, a crooked bow, unfaithfulness, which would cause you to abandon me. Forgive me for producing double fruit. Lord, you gave me all the tools to walk in victory, but I've chosen to live in defeat. Forgive me for tempting and rebelling against you, Lord, turning back in the wilderness, being like a treacherous bow, not going the way the archer aimed it. Forgive me for these sins, Lord, that would cause you to eject me or bring destruction to my life. Forgive me for exchanging the truth of God for a lie and worshiping the creature rather than the Creator, which would cause you to give me over to a reprobate mind or dementia or Alzheimer's. You know, if there's ever a time you go backwards instead of forwards, you get ready for dementia because you're exchanging the truth of God for a lie. We're supposed to be going forward, forward, forward to the day we leave this earth. We're supposed to be change, change, change. If you're not changing, you've got a problem. So, Lord, I pray for the gift of repentance to cause us to change. Forgive me for having a perverse heart and being an abomination to you, Lord. Forgive me for wanting my way, wanting to be in control. Forgive me for thinking that I know best. Forgive me for not reading your word to see what your word has to say. Forgive me for not yielding to you or to authority or to discipline. Forgive me for rebellion that would cause me no one to be there to heal my wounds. Only bruises, welts, and raw wounds. You know, you say, well, I don't have bruises, welts, and raw wounds. In the spirit realm, you do. If you could see like angels and demons, if God says you have no one to press you out, bandage you, and soften you with oil, only raw wounds. Bruises and raw wounds. It says that in Isaiah chapter 1. In the spirit realm, you have bruises, welts, and raw wounds. But you maybe don't see them on you, or that may be a reason why you have them on you. Forgive me for not being a person that lets you discipline me. Forgive me for not receiving your discipline. Forgive me for going backwards instead of forwards. God, I don't want to be a bastard child. I want to be your child. Forgive me for despising and shrinking from your chastening, from your correction. Of punishment. Forgive me for going through suffering and not ever finding out why you're allowing it. Forgive me for choosing the discipline of fools. Forgive me for sexual sin. Lord, give me understanding that I might live. Forgive me for choosing the discipline of folly, eating too much, sexual sin, drinking, drugs, sexual sin, credit cards. Forgive me for all the folly that's been in my life. Forgive me for following after a harlot. Forgive me for committing spiritual adultery against you. Forgive me for being enticed and tempted by a spirit that tries to lead me astray, or by a physical person that tries to lead me astray. Forgive me for physical adultery and spiritual adultery that would cause an arrow to go through my liver. Lord, I pull out every arrow in every person's liver in Jesus' name. I take the calluses off of every person's eyes that came in through becoming callous. Lord, soften my heart. Take out my stony heart and give me a heart of flesh. Forgive me for not living with a clear conscience, because forgive me for not dealing with sin so I could have a clear conscience. Freedom of speech, faith and trust in you. You know, when I shared when God healed my back, I had no faith to believe that I was healed. And when people would pray for me about my crick in my back, this little voice would say, "You're not healed," and I wasn't. But the minute I repented, it was like something rose up in me, "You're healed." Whether I still had a crick in my back, but I couldn't doubt it. Faith, the gift of faith comes whenever your conscience is clear. And you live with a conscience that's not clear. You're always thinking God's mad at you. You don't think He listens to you. You don't think He answers your prayers. I know that from experience. So, Lord, I want a clear conscience. Show me everything to confess, and when I leave this place, I'll have a clean conscience, clear conscience. Give me understanding, Lord, that I might live. Forgive me for being ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of truth. Forgive me, Lord, for hardening my heart after much reproof, which would cause you to break me beyond remedy. God, forgive me for not listening to your discipline and straying from the words of knowledge. Everybody pray. Lord, forgive me. I've been like a donkey, a horse, a mule, and a fool. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to take the whip off, take the rod off, and take the bridle off in the name of Jesus, because I present my body to you as a living sacrifice. Lord, I ask you to straighten all the crooked, anyone in this room that has scoliosis. I ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will move upon them and straighten everything that's crooked in the name of Jesus. Forgive me for going about as a talebearer, being stubbornly rebellious, like bronze and iron. Lord, I haven't released sin through the trials I go. You know, in every trial you go through, there's sin to release. God wants to show you something. He may not be mad at you, but He wants to realign you with the Word, because He loves you and He wants to bless you, and He can't bless you till you're aligned with the Word. So that's why you love discipline if you do. Lord, forgive me for being that rejected silver. I forgive my forefathers. Forgive me for being a fool. I hope I just got delivered of something. Forgive me for being unteachable and dull, double-minded, backward, going backward, backsliding. Lord, I come unto you because I labor and I'm heavy laden, and I take your yoke on my neck and I learn from you. I ask you, Lord, I throw off every self-inflicted yoke. Pray with me. I throw off every self-inflicted yoke. Anybody that's controlled me, I take off their yoke. I take off my yoke. And Lord, I just remove all the yokes on my neck. And I come to you because I labor and I'm heavy laden. And I take your yoke on my neck and learn from you. Lift your hands to heaven and say, Lord, I ask you to bring down your yoke from heaven upon my neck in Jesus' name. I want your yoke, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now start praising Him for His yoke. Because your life is rest. If you don't have rest and you live in a state of unrest, you've got the wrong yoke on your neck. Because His yoke, you don't even have a need of a teacher, because He says He'll teach you when you wear His yoke. Lord, forgive me for being people who have ears to hear, but I haven't heard. Eyes to see, but I haven't seen, and a heart that hasn't understood so that I could turn and be healed. Forgive me for not being a disciple and loving other people. You said, blessed are my eyes because I'm a disciple, Lord. Forgive me for being hard-hearted and unmerciful. Forgive me for being prejudiced and judging people, thinking that I'm better than other people. God, I ask you to forgive me for pride. I ask you to forgive me. Bless our eyes, Lord. I forsake my folly and live. I proceed in the way of understanding. God, forgive me for turning aside to crooked ways, going back to alcohol and drugs and sexual perversion. I ask you to forgive me. I break the power of addictions off of every life. I break the power of every lie that draws people back toward drugs and alcohol and sexual sin. In Jesus' name. Did you know that 60% of church members think nothing of shacking up? God says you'll go to hell if you do that. Do you know that? No adulterer, fornicator, liar, thief, sexually immoral, reviler, slanderer, liar, thief, and that's some of it, will not enter the kingdom of heaven. It goes on to say, and some of us were some of those things, but we better not be doing it now. And if you know, if God, if you're working on those things, hey, God honors that. Okay? He looks at your heart. He doesn't look at your mess. And you know what? He's the potter and you're the clay. The clay doesn't do anything. If you've ever seen a potter work, does the clay do anything? The clay rests on the potter's will. And there's no law there. When you're outside of God's refuge, the Bible says that sin arouses sinful passions. Okay, your sinful passions, the law. Okay, there's no law when you're under God's refuge. When you're outside of God's law, refuge, there is a law. And demons are executors of that law. And there's no law when you're walking in the Spirit. I lost my train of thought. So, Lord, bring it back if it's important. Forgive me for despising you, Lord. Hating myself because I won't receive discipline. Oh, I know what I was going to say. The potter does all the work. The clay does nothing but rest on the... Your one job a pot that you have to do is get on the potter's wheel. That's yielded or wearing the yoke of Jesus. You get on the potter's wheel and it's the potter's job to take the junk out. And when you're on the potter's wheel, there's no law. But when you're outside of God's refuge, there is a law, and the law arouses sinful passions. When you're under the God's umbrella, most of us are born outside of God's umbrella. If you grew up and your parents were drug addicted, you were born outside of God's refuge. So get in God's refuge because there's no law there, and when there's no law, there's self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. There's no control outside of God's refuge. Does that make sense? So you've been to some of these meetings where people say, I just can't control myself. Can I tell you, that's not the Holy Spirit? That might make some of you mad, but the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control. Forgive me for being stubborn, stiff-necked, jealous, anger, bitter, being terrorized, being peevish. Pray with me, being easily agitated, negative, fretting, complaining, hard to please, vexed, discouraged. Forgive me for not going to you for answers, Lord. Forgive me for being a perverse person, spreading strife. Forgive me for being a grumbler, finding fault, falling after my own lust, speaking arrogantly, flattering people for the sake of gaining advantage. Forgive me for exchanging the truth of God for a lie. Forgive me for causing division, being worldly minded, devoid of the Spirit, wanton, licentious, sensuality, fickle, wavering, inconsistent, unstable in the things of God. Forgive me for wanting to give up, quit, and bail out and get a divorce. Forgive me, Lord, for not keeping a clear conscience through walking in repentance. In Jesus' name. Now, in the name of Jesus, we come against all these spirits that would not confess Jesus as Lord. Everything they've confessed, every spirit behind everything they confessed has to go. They give themselves to you, Lord, and they resist the devil, and he has to flee. I command perverse, crooked spirit out in Jesus' name. I command sensuality, adultery, fornication, addictions, go. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life, stubbornness, crooked, Go, obstinate, rude, lewd, come out now in Jesus' name. I break your power in the name of Jesus. We break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses of a stubborn, crooked, perverse spirit that's come down on us generationally. Whoremonger spirit, come out now in Jesus' name. Defeat, failure, you come out now in Jesus' name. Crookedness, scoliosis, come out. Cataracts, come out. Error in the heart, error that pierces the liver, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. We come out contention and strife, come out now. Fear of man, fear of failure, fear of disapproval, fear of not being loved or liked, fear of what people think, come out now in Jesus' name. Timidity, shyness, come out now in Jesus' name. Cowardness, come out in the name of Jesus. Hatred, variance, strife, emulation, heresy, come out now in Jesus' name. Spirit of spiritual drunkenness, come out. Spirit of physical drunkenness, come out in Jesus' name. Intolerance, bitterness, unforgiveness, torture, torment, come out and take a deep breath. Blow out in Jesus' name. We break your power. Crooked walk, come out. Every spirit that keeps them to causes them to lumber instead of walk straight and narrow. Forget every spirit that came in through not walking a straight path. Stubborn, perverse, worldliness, worldly-minded. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break your power. Depression, discouragement, hopelessness, despair. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break your power. Take a deep breath. Come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. Stubborn, perverse, stiff neck, crooked. Come out, lying spirits. Out in Jesus' name. Spirit of theft. We break every curse of theft. Come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Spirit of fainting, giving up, quit, bail out, come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of wanting to give up and quit, come out, losing heart in Jesus' name. Every lie that I'm no good, come out now in Jesus' name. We break the power of every lying spirit. Leave now in Jesus' name. We break your power. All spirits of unteachable, all rebellion, come out. Antichrist spirits, come out in Jesus' name. We break your power. Prayerlessness, come out. Distraction from the Word of God, come out in the name of Jesus. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Pride, arrogance, boastfulness, egotism, haughtiness, come out. All spirits of prejudice, come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit that says that God's a respecter of persons, you come out now. All spirits of rejection, self-hatred, self-bitterness, unforgiveness of self, come out, root of rejection. We tear you out in the name of Jesus. We break your power in the name of Jesus. All spirits of hopelessness, despair, depression, come out, discouragement, timidity, Ahab, Jezebel, come out now in Jesus' name. Lethargy, apathy, come out in the name of Jesus. Slumber, sleep, come out. All spirits of arrested development, come out now in Jesus' name. So immaturity, come out in the name of Jesus. We break your power in Jesus. Impatience, intolerance, come out now. And crude conversation, all spirits of dirty jokes, come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of profanity and cursing, we pull down, uproot, and pluck all that out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of sexual perversion, you come out now in the name of Jesus. Masturbation, come out. Incubus, succubus, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we praise you. Insomnia, every spirit that keeps them from sleeping, all pain, come out, vexation of heart, come out in the name of Jesus. We break generational pain, generational vexation, come out in Jesus' name. We break your power, we break your power. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Take a deep breath, blow out. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. And when you feel a release, lift your hands and sing with me. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. The other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, O Lord. We bless you, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. We bless you, O Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, self-control. Let the life of Jesus in me flow out to love each person that I meet. And Lord, we ask you to bless the food. We ask you to purify, sanctify. Thank you for another day of food in America. Lord, thank you for what you're doing here in America. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We bless you for giving us hope. We put on the hope, the helmet of hope, in Jesus' name. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.